The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Thursday edition, 1 week until a presidential debate, Dom, and a big presidential debate party in Madison, but anyone can attend June 27th, 7 p.m. The pre-party starts with Dom, Kroot, Maggie, Dawn, and then the debate at 8 o'clock. Admission is free. Bring some cash for the bar and a donation if you're feeling generous. But Dom, it's a week till the debate. This is captivated my imagination, this debate. I think it's a big deal. Perhaps the most important deal of your lifetime. Presidential debate.
Yes,
wise.
Yes. And what are your expectations, Kroot? They lay it down, man.
My prediction. Pain.
Pain. For whom?
Well, it was pointed out, and I have been checking the text line already, Dom. A few of the callers said, you know, 90 minutes on his feet? That could be a long time. Joe should ask for a chair. Well, I suspect they'll be able to sit for a moment during, what, like the intermission. They'll probably do like a halftime break at least. CNN will want to sell some commercials.
Right?
So there'll be some breakaway segment. I've noted you stand during the show, but during the commercial breaks, you often go and sit down.
Yeah.
So rest your ass for a minute and whatever. So, I don't think that's really going to be any hindrance for either candidate. I think they're capable of standing, perhaps with a short intermission break. Above and beyond that, Dom, I wonder if Donald Trump is beginning to feel it slipping away from him. Fox News today has got new polling out. And for the first time in like 9 months, Joe Biden is beating Donald Trump in the Fox News polling. And Trump's losing his freaking mind.
Well, of course, because it's Fox News poll, and it's never been good for Donald Trump. And remember that other guy, he sits on the board. What's his name? The former Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. He's a dog. Get the dog off your board.
I'm leading big. Now, Trump continues meltdown over polls suggesting his campaign is collapsing. I don't know if it goes that far, but here's it. How's it being reported? Donald Trump continued raging this afternoon over a new Fox News poll showing him falling behind President Joe Biden for the first time since last year. The president, that's Biden, moved into the lead for the first time since October in a hypothetical matchup with the presumptive Republican nominee who spent much of the morning attacking the conservative media organization that conducted the poll, which showed Biden up 50-48 in a head-to-head race. The latest Fox News poll is trash, Trump posted on his Truthy social. They used a biased Democrat-leaning sample of voters, polling more Biden 2020 voters than Trump 2020 voters to skew the results in favor of Crooked Joe. Now, I'll save you the crosstabs on the actual polling, about 1,100 people, Dom. But more from the disgraced former.
The raging. He just cannot contain himself.
I'm leading big in virtually every other poll, including in all key battleground states like Wisconsin, where I just held a massive rally. It was fairly large, the crowd substantial in Racine, and Pennsylvania, where I will be on Saturday. Also, the number one issue in this country is not protecting democracy. It's inflation and immigration. You know, because watch how he tries to claim he's the candidate of democracy, Dom. In protecting democracy, Trump is your best choice because crooked Joe Biden is the greatest threat to democracy in history with his open border and weaponization of the justice system against his political opponent, me. Me. It's always about him, right? Capitalized me exclamation point. Fox News polls have never treated me or MAGA fairly. Don't worry, we will win. Fox News should get rid of Paul Ryan and get a new pollster, but they won't. I mean, taking a crack at Paul Ryan just because he's talking and Fox News is somehow attached. But there's more, Dom. Wait, there's more.
Paul Ryan, didn't Paul Ryan say that Donald Trump was unfit to serve as recently as last week?
About a week ago.
Yeah.
Nobody ever trusted Fox News, and I'm one of them with the weak and ineffective rhino Paul Ryan on its board of directors. That was yesterday's posting, Dom. He's a total lightweight, a failed and pathetic Speaker of the House, and a very disloyal person.
Ooh, see, you gotta watch out for that.
That's what really bothers him.
Well, anybody rid me of these disloyal former speakers of the House?
Rupert and Lachlan. Murdoch. Get that dog off your board. You don't need him. All you need is Trump. Make America great again.
All you need is love.
No, all you need is Trump.
All you need is Trump. Yeah, Trump's going to save democracy. That's what he did last time, right? After he lost the election and lost all the court challenges and lost all the recounts and conspired with Republicans and the House and senators and Senate leadership to overthrow the government. That's the guy who says is going to protect democracy.
Yes, a little irony there.
You think.
But what about the fact that he's attacking the Fox News polling, Dom? I mean, if it's in Fox News, and I've got to say, from a polling perspective, Fox News isn't quite as bad as Rasmussen, but they're certainly right of center. They're certainly seeking outcomes for their polls that would seemingly indicate that their ideology is right, correct? So to attack a Fox News poll, Dom, I would say, if anything, this probably underestimates the amount of shift of the electorate since the guilty verdicts came down. Because this has been a 3-point swing in the Fox News polling since May and a 5-point swing since March. They're moving away from Trump to Biden, according to Fox News. No wonder he hates their ass. You know, it's interesting, Dom. This new polling came out yesterday. You know where you wouldn't have heard about it? On Fox News. The Foxy News people, they don't really want to talk about it much. You can talk with us, 844-967-2789. But did you note that? Did you note that none of the primetime hosts really wanted to talk about the new Fox
really
News polling
a whole lot?
On the Fox News? You know, they don't talk about the Fox News on the Fox News much. Let me get to it. Here's what the Washington Post had to say. A new Fox poll has Biden up. Fox's primetime hosts didn't mention it. Now, Dom, I had a little run-in myself. It's been a couple of years since I've been on Fox News. It was getting to be sort of a regular thing every 6 weeks or so. And what was my major complaint? Do you remember what my complaint with the Foxy News was?
They weren't covering the J6 hearings.
They were not covering the J6 hearings, even though every other major media outlet was. And Fox News didn't have it on Fox News. Now, it was run on Fox Business, but they ran with their normal primetime lineup. You know, and at that time, it included Tucker Carlson. So the J6 committee is having primetime. That was the very first one, if you'll recall. And that was on a Friday. And as fate would have it, and it was my birthday weekend, if I recall, 2 years ago, Crudy had been invited on for a Sunday with Mike Emanuel. And I've been on his show a number of times. And they thought of me as sort of a reliable lefty they could paint into a corner and crap on, Dom. They've been doing that for a couple of years. And as some that have been listening to the show for some period of time recalled, I was really sort of looking for an out clause. Didn't want to be quite as frequently on the Foxy News as I was. And quite frankly, I got death threats sometimes when I went on. But if I didn't get them before, I did this particular Sunday. I think it was June 13, 2022, because I called out Fox News for their failure to cover the January 6th.
And take the fight to Republicans. Mike, what's your assessment?
The real fight is for democracy. The real fight is for the soul. And the real bull is that your network won't cover it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. We covered it plenty. We just aired it on the Fox
Not
Business Network.
Time.
We sent it to all our Fox stations.
Fox Business
Dude,
Network.
Dude, you're going to come on here. Let me set the record straight. I want to be neutral here, but when you attack our network, okay. I got a problem with that.
Did you
Mike,
run any
that's the kind
ads
of
during
filth.
Tucker
Mike,
Carlson
Mike, let me get
show?
In here. Mike, hold on. That's the kind of filth we get from the other side using
filth.
Profane
that's
language.
Exactly the words you
this
use.
Jeff guy, I had appeared once prior, the other panelist that, oh, the filth. I think my response was, well, I was just quoting Attorney General Bill Barr back to you. I think that's how I covered
well, I mean,
my profanity.
Donald Trump's crowds at his rallies are chanting BS, BS, BS. So
I've heard Trump say in a church.
You're pearl clutching. Oh, he said BS. We can't possibly. But listen to the guy you're following, right? Are you kidding me?
Well, it was funny because I kept pounding. And eventually they turned off my microphone. And I was supposed to stick around for a second segment. But as we went to a commercial break, you know, similar to what we're doing here, the cameraman there in Madison, because I wasn't in the Fox News studios, I was here on a remote location. The cameraman said, when you said BS, the entire control room audibly gasped. And I'm thinking, good, then they heard it. And it played out. It did go somewhat viral. That did catch a few people's attention, Dom. But I thought it was important to point out, Fox News did not cover the January 6th, not live. And not only that, but during their primetime lineup, including Tucker Carlson, they wouldn't even put commercial breaks in. You're in the broadcast business to sell ads, right? They were so concerned during the commercial break that you might tune away and find someone else's coverage of the J6 committee hearing that night, they didn't play commercials. Can't quite trust them. But they're coming to Milwaukee. They're setting up camp for the RNC, Dom. 3 weeks.
That'll be great. I can't wait.
And we'll tell you how they covered their own polling, the Fox News polling, last night during the primetime. Yes, you guessed it. They didn't.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the glass.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for your take on the political party line, 844-967-2789.
Dom, it's not just the RNC and the Republicans coming to Milwaukee. It's also Fox News. They're setting up camp, dude. They'll have inside coverage inside the Fiserv Forum. That'll be the host location. They're going to have a studio set in the Deer District, Dom. Fox News will be there covering
like literally
it.
Literally running almost their full lineup of shows out of Milwaukee.
Out of Milwaukee that week. And, you know, Fox News has a bit of a history here with the state of Wisconsin. If you'll recall, during the uprising, happened about a block away from where I'm sitting right now. I'm on State Street, 200 block. The Capitol's right there, the Wisconsin State Capitol. And when there were 100,000 peaceful protesters protesting Scott Wanker, who got his ass handed to him on CNN last night, if you haven't seen Ben Wickler lighting his ass up, I believe it's on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page. But anyways, when the uprising came and the peaceful protest came, do you recall how Fox News covered it, Tom? With fake video of fights breaking out in palm trees in Madison in winter. Fox
News. Seems inaccurate. It's almost like Fox News has been Fox Lies. Didn't they plead? No, they pled to a case, right? Like $700 million they had to pay to Dominion, and they're still in the midst of the Smartmatic case for $1 billion or $2 billion. They still have cases going on. So,
and a few of their hosts, including Maria Bartiromo, they had to dump the one guy. Who was he? I forget, but they've had to get rid of a few. Tucker Carlson's now gone. He was also on the receiving end of some of those defamation allegations. But when you're holding news organizations under lawsuit for defamation, and
does that impact anybody listening? Any of the Fox heads out there that are like, well, I listen to Fox News and that's my only source. And well, do you take into consideration that they literally settle for hundreds of millions of dollars, are still literally in court in defamation cases for lying to their audience? Does that bother any of the audience, man? And now they're going to come rolling in to Milwaukee, you know, and spread some more of that.
I mean, fair and balance. Fair and balance for everyone.
And then the poll comes out and they don't even talk about it.
Well, that's the interesting point. Let's go there. When Fox News has new polling, it often gives evening news host Brett Baer the honor of unveiling them. So on Wednesday, that was last night, Dom, Baer opened his show with new numbers from the channel's well-regarded pollsters. Good evening, I'm Brett Baer. We're releasing new Fox News polls right now about the presidential race. President Biden gets his best result this election cycle in the head-to-head against former President Donald Trump. He leads 50-48. That is within the margin of error. Now, Baer went on to show the recent trend in the Fox polling from a 5-point Trump lead in March to a 1-point lead last month. Again, all within the margin of error, a very tight race. True, fair. The trend since March has favored Biden, but the difference between Trump leading by 1 in May and trailing by 2 in June is not itself significant. It is a very tight race, maybe slightly tighter than a few weeks ago, but otherwise consistently so. The result, though, was the first time Biden has led in a Fox polling since October. That is not news that most Fox News viewers, a group that, let's just say, skews Republican and heavily pro-Trump, is interested in hearing. They don't want to tell them the truth because they will revolt against those that tell the truth. They're not in the truth-telling business.
They'll change the channel if they are told something that they don't like or they don't agree with.
So for the rest of the evening, Fox didn't talk about it much. Baer also had other stuff to get in before digging into the findings. He transitioned from a report about the poll into a story about a violent attack in New York City allegedly committed by an immigrant in the country illegally, the sort of story that comports entirely with Trump's campaign strategy. And by the end of the hour, he welcomed several panelists to discuss the poll numbers. One panelist touted the findings as good news for Biden. Another, the Washington Times, Charles Hurt, and understand that's where they let Scott Walker write a column. Any place that would let Scott Walker write a column is a partisan rag. So consider the source, the Washington Times. Charles Hurt shrugged at the finding that Americans were motivated by the perceived threat to democracy. At the end of the day, these elections usually don't turn on amorphous things like the future of democracy. Elections turn on things that really matter, like the economy and the border, issues where Trump has more of an advantage. The show before Baer's is The Five, a chatty opinion show that generally noodles over whatever cultural war issue is animating the right in the moment. And on Wednesday's episode, that meant discussing reporting from Axios, in which Democratic consultants fretted about Biden's positioning. Co-host Jesse Waters figured he knew why. If you look at polling, polling doesn't change around June, he claimed. It usually locks in right about now. They must be freaking out. But the columnist writes, this isn't true. There are often shifts in polling in the final months of the race. Less than an hour later, of course, Fox News was about to offer evidence of such a shift. About 3 hours later, on Waters' own show, he didn't mention the new Fox News data. Instead, he ran a segment about how Democrats and the left were in denial about recent polling. Again, a little touch of irony there.
Laura Ingraham's show, which aired right after Baer's, there was similarly no mention of the polls, save for a comment from guest Byron York about one of the other questions it included. On Gutfield, the channel's late-night comedy show, Gutfield mentioned the polling only to make a joke about recent data from CBS News. A little bit on that, Crudy. I did pull up the actual poll. The number one topic, extremely important, 68% found it extremely important, the future of U.S. American democracy. Number one, economy two, stability and normalcy, whatever that means. That's number three. Healthcare four, immigration five, abortion six, guns, standing up to elite interests, climate change, and the Israel-Hamas war. Not only that, the Drudge, one of my favorites, Crudy, they labeled it Trump's abysmal polling week. And they linked to a Newsweek article, Trump suffers abysmal polling week. Really? Not just this poll, two other polls from this week as well, showing a slight shift, although still within the margin of error. And one of them polling about 10,000, 11,000 people.
Don't tell them that on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, Dom. They'll turn off the dial. More Devil's Advocates. Never turn off the dial. Thou shalt listen 3 hours a day.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Always appreciate your participation on the phones, on the text line. It's the same number. We keep it simple. 844-967-2789. Be like Joe from Madison and join us on the big show. Joe, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Joe.
You guys, thanks for bringing up how the trustworthiness of Fox News. I think this is really an important issue. The case that they were involved with at Dominion, the lawsuit that they were involved with, was no small little, oh, he said, she said sort of thing. It was the largest settlement of damages in a media industry in our history. And, well, why did they get that? How did they get that? I remember reading before this case, went up to trial. They went up to the point of trial, and then they settled. There was a lawyer online, and he wrote, and I just found this so fascinating. He said, when I look at this Dominion lawsuit years as a lawyer, I have never seen a more clear-cut example of defamation and malice and poor results that come about from this, that the company suffers because of this defamation. And it really opened my eyes, because what they were saying was, this is a company that has spent years creating this election software that they have, and they have plans to sell it, not just in the United States, but all over the world. So here is Fox News, their people in management and their prominent hosts like Maria Bartiromo, people like that, were having folks on who were criticizing Dominion software and said that it was shifting votes away from Donald Trump, which was absolutely not true. So if you look at cases of defamation, it's okay. Number one, is it true what the people are saying? Answer is no. Second point, did they know it was untrue? Yep. And they went ahead and did it. There are internal documents that they found in the course of this case where the internal management of Fox and prominent hosts knew that it was wrong, it was incorrect, and they went ahead with it because they saw an advantage, a financial advantage, in pitching this incorrect story.
Oh, come on, Joe. They spent almost $1 billion, did not have to make that public admission.
Isn't that amazing, though? And they finally did. So they settled for the $787 million, which is a gigantic. It's not just a he said, she said. This is a huge blow. And this isn't the only one, because, as recall, Smart Tech is just around the corner. They're still working their way through Smart Tech, another company that alleges the same thing. So what got me was just the fact that this company was ruined by what these people were saying about them. What Fox was saying about Dominion software, their election systems, ruined that company. It was an ordinary company, people working to develop, create, and market a product. And these people, because of their love of money, they wanted more ratings. That's what they wanted. They went ahead and slimed those people. So imagine you have a product and you spent a long time developing it, and people get on air and just slime it. It's defamation. And that they went ahead and did it knowing that it was wrong. oh, man, they deserve everything they got. And for people to count on that news service is, it, I mean, when you guys are wrong, you correct yourself. You don't persist. You go, well, we got that wrong. Here's how we got it wrong.
It's if we ever got something wrong, Joe, we totally would admit it and correct the record.
Yeah. And it sure would be the situation where if you knew that it was wrong, you wouldn't persist just for your own benefit. That's not how you are.
Joe, and great point. And thank you so much for the call and always for listening. Yes, of course. Of course, we have you know, character. We're not going to do that. That's not the point. That's, you know, Fox News, well, apparently they have a different mission. Smartmatic, Joe, that's the name of the company. Just 10 days ago, Washington Post has an update on that. They're seeking to depose four Fox officials as part of its 2020 lawsuit, a $2.7 billion defamation lawsuit. I want to get some of these board members. They also go and kind of to the bottom of this article at the Washington Post. The Dominion case settled for $787.5 million before the April 2023 trial was scheduled to begin. In concluding, neither Fox nor Smartmatic has given any indication that they intend to settle this particular lawsuit, the $2.7 billion lawsuit. If Fox were to move for a settlement, it would likely do so ahead of any release of sensitive internal documents that could hurt the network's public image or embarrass network hosts and executives. Fox Lies is going to be cutting a fatter check this time. But welcome to Milwaukee. Please proceed with your lies.
844-967-2789. L.A. Tom, welcome back. I understand you got a sister listening to us today. Shout out to...
I do. My sister Anna's listening to you guys now. So I got... She's in Chippewa Falls, so... We're going to get you all around the state.
Listening in on 93.5 The Tap in Chippewa Falls.
Welcome in.
Hey, why don't they play Maggie's show in the afternoon?
Hey, man, don't ask me anything about any other show on this lineup or you're going to get the back of my hand, Tom. Just saying.
All right. All I'm going to say is that you guys are definitely growing, and everybody, I'm out here in Los Angeles, originally a Wisconsinite, and just want to say that you have to download the app or go to domandcrute.com if you want. And, you know, definitely download the app because you can get it anywhere. And it's just this network and this show in particular is so great. And, yeah, that's all I really wanted to say. I wanted to say also that that fake Fox News, so I'm calling them now, fake Fox News, nobody on the Republican side seems to want to take accountability for anything. I thought they were supposed to be about accountability.
No, and victimhood mostly, Tom. Victimhood. People,
victims. Is there any way at all that we're getting anywhere with these people like Gary and the other guy that calls in that sounds just like Gary and CJ? I mean, are we getting anywhere with these people? Like, are they starting to see the light? Can they look their grandchildren in the eyes and say, I voted for a convicted felon? I mean, that should just be put on their tombstone when they're done, if they, you know, when they're off this planet. Also wanted to say that on voting, if anybody is voting ahead of time, my sister actually moved from one place to another, and she had to re-register to vote, and she's voting absentee. And the thing is, because she put the number sign down for the number that they're living in, the apartment that they're living in, it got kicked back. So just make everyone really aware to register and then check your registration. Make sure it's good, because these Republicans have tried to put things in place that are suppressing the vote and making it so it's much harder in the great state of Wisconsin to actually vote. So everyone check that. Don't ever take a provisional ballot. They don't count. And I think that's all I got today, guys.
Right on, Tom.
Appreciate it, Tom. Man. Thanks for turning your sister on to the greatest radio show ever. And if you do not believe that, we may sue you for defamation.
Now, only because it's true.
I did verify I should verify both versions. The domandcrute.com still working. But what I haven't looked to see is the crute and dom.com. See if Tom kept that active. Finding out. Aw. It only works one way. It's a one-way street, Tom.
TomandCroot.com.
That works, but CrootandDom.com apparently does not. DARNWI.com. That still works.
844-967-2789.
While we're talking about websites, Dom, I have some tremendous breaking news for you and the entire audience. I can steal Donald Trump's thunder. I know who he has selected as his vice presidential choice. And do you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know. How do you know this? You know? Why do you think you, Crudy, have all the answers and can read Donald Trump's mind?
Well, I don't have to read his mind. I just have to follow a URL link to the website. It's already up. It's already functional. Trump and his vice president's name run together. It's already up and functioning, Dom. And I said I reversed engineered this. I also verified there are a number of candidates that ran in the primary and people that have been bantered as possible VP picks for Trump. Only one path works, and it takes you to the Trump official campaign website. So someone from Trump has gone out there, purchased and routed Trump Burgum. Doug Burgum. Who's Doug Burgum? He's the governor of North Dakota with the bushy eyebrows. He looks like one of the old Muppet guy up in the balcony. That, I think, has been the selection of Donald Trump. Because if you do Trump DeSantis, doesn't work. Trump Haley doesn't work. Trump Scott doesn't work. I did several of these. And the only one that works, Trump Burgum. And it leads you to a Donald Trump, you know, the campaign website. It's already been routed by the Trump campaign to the Trump website. And where did I get that tip? From Righty Whitey talk radio host Dan O'Donnell.
Oh.
But it has credibility in that I did my own investigation and found it to be credible. So I think Trump's picked a pick that will excite no one. I mean, if this is his pick, and I've seen Doug Burgum out there surrogating for this guy, to what end? A, I'm pretty sure you would have won the, three electoral votes from the state of North Dakota. Three, because you got two U.S. senators and one congressman, my understanding. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but no more than three or four electoral votes coming out of North Dakota. It's a pretty damn red state. So it's not like you needed the push to get those three electoral votes. And, you know, he could have chosen someone that would help him win a swing state, perhaps. I mean, hell, someone put it out there. God, tell me it's not Scott Walker. Well, at least that would be a more logical decision. Scott Walker might bring, you know, some percentage of the Wisconsin vote. And this is an important swing state. And Trump won it once and lost it once. Well, you know, adding a Scott Walker to the ticket surely makes more sense than adding North Dakota's governor to the ticket, because
there's one other thing that maybe you're not considering. Burgum's rich, bitch. Like Forbes saying he's over $100 million. So Scott Walker, less than $100 million. You know what I mean?
Scott Walker's net worth when he was running for president years ago was less than a dollar, Dom. Negative $73,500 on his FEC disclosure. To my understanding, the only net negative worth candidate to ever run for the presidency, Dom. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I thought I'd read that statistic. So you think his appeal? So he's picking his VP the same way that RFK Jr. did? Based on dollar signs?
Let's see. As of, here's another one. The Business 2 community, this is saying, I don't know the site, $1.1 billion, they're saying Burgum's worth. So I'm seeing any numbers from $100 million to well over $100 million to $1 billion. So let's just say he's rich.
Boom.
And, you know, then you don't have to worry about necessarily, you know, relying on the donors. You're already that rich. You already got the rich friends. know, yeah, man. I mean, would you rather have that, or would you rather have someone in a swing state that, you know, has to fundraise their own, get their own $50 million?
Well, here's the deal, Dom. The only reason you pick a guy like Doug Burgum is so he doesn't outshine the top of the ticket. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want a Ron DeSantis.
The radio host, Rudy.
You don't want a Nikki Haley. You don't want someone that could steal a little bit of the old man's thunder. So you got to go out and find the most vanilla oatmeal candidate you possibly can.
And rich.
Mike Pence is not going to run with you this time. And I think Doug Burgum is that guy.
He might hang with him, but he's not going to run with him.
I see what you did there. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. You can always be a part. Doug Burgum, Donald Trump's VP pick. You heard it here first. 844-967-2789. I can tell you're all enthused. Everyone's like, wow, Doug Burgum. I got to Google that guy and figure out who the hell he is.
Bravo!
I love that.
That was great.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We are your fix. You can join us on the lines for your fix. 844-967-2789.
Perhaps a bigger announcement, more breaking news. Lynn, our pal from Oconomowoc, tells us Bernie Sanders coming to Wisconsin Wednesday, June 26th, for a 6 p.m. event in Mount Pleasant. Maybe he's coming to help the Recall Robin efforts.
Recall Robin Buzz.
Bernie Sanders, the most popular politician in America. I said that once. I was politifacted, mostly true, because somewhere out there, there was a singular poll that had Barack Obama up like 1 point on Bernie. But I stand by my words, politifact. 844-967-2789. Dom, also checking the text line, but nothing notable for the moment. We have a little new information. My understanding about the debate. Oh, well, Jeff did have a message worthy of note. He's got a conspiracy theory. Plot twist. Trump forces, well, he calls him Burgum. To buy the website only to dump him in Milwaukee. He's going to get ghosted on the stage. He's just leaving Burgum out in the Deer District. He's just going to wander the streets like Milverine does, right? I forget where I put it, Don, but I did have some noteworthy information about Donald Trump getting the last word at the presidential debate. Apparently, they've made some determinations, Dom, and Trump gets the last word. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Actually, Biden won the coin toss. Do you want the last word, or do you let the other guy go last?
I don't think it matters.
Well, it could
I really
matter.
Don't know. I mean, how many independent, how many minds are going to change? You know, I don't think it'll matter if, you know, if Joe Biden performs well and is on his game, is sharp and articulate and forceful and empathetic, because that's, you know, those are his superpowers. He's empathetic. You can't listen to a guy like Joe. No, I really mean it. I mean it. You know, that's how Joe is. But there's not going to be a crowd there to be wooed necessarily, right? There's no crowd. It's just Trump on the stage with Joe Biden and the moderators. So I don't think it'll really have an impact one way or the other who actually wraps up the actual debate.
We'll be the 12th man at the Barrymore Theater. We'll be so loud Joe can hear us all the way from Madison. A few of the details as political reporting, Dom. President Joe Biden will deliver his closing statement first in the upcoming presidential debate, giving former President Donald Trump the last word. And apparently, Biden won the coin flip and deferred to the second half. No, chose to go first in his closing statements. as it's being reported here by Politico. The president selected the right podium, positioning himself on the right of viewers' television screens. Trump will be on the left. There's a little irony for you, Dom. Leaving his Republican rival to opt to go second during closing statements at the end of the 90-minute broadcast. Here's what you get. Each candidate's lectern is supplied with one pen, a pad of paper, and a water bottle, while pre-written notes and props will not be permitted or will be prohibited, according to the rules agreed upon by both campaigns last week.
Oh, so no Melania.
The podium positions will be identical to the candidates' placements during the 2020 debates, but this will be the first of their matchups in which Trump delivers the final statement, though he interrupted Biden's closing remarks during their September 2020 debate.
Will you shut up, man?
And beyond podium placement and details about closing remarks, several rules announced over the weekend appeared designed to prevent a repeat of that hostile first meeting. Candidates will not deliver opening statements. No opening statements, just right into the debate, Dom. CNN's Jake Tapper and Dana Bash will moderate, and they will have 2 minutes each for answers. The candidates will, not the moderators, I suspect. 1 minute for rebuttals and 1 minute for responses to rebuttals. So like 4 minutes question-ish. Will there be cross-examination and fact-checking going on, Dom?
I strenuously object, Your Honor.
I strongly object. In addition, no audience will be present, a demand of President Biden, which deprives Trump of an environment that he is that has previously allowed him to inflate his presence. Also, Dom, we've talked about this. CNN will mute microphones to avoid interruptions between turns. I wish they did that here. And place two commercial breaks in the 90-minute broadcast. The network also strictly enforced its rules for qualifying for the stage, which Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent candidate, failed to reach.
What did you say, two commercial breaks?
Two commercial breaks in 90 minutes.
Do we know the length of the commercial breaks?
That wasn't specifically enumerated here.
All right.
Like wondering if there's time to
sit down and get a foot rub, I guess.
You know, we had a two-minute break before I ran to the bathroom and made it back. And Rich even commented, you know, you can pee quickly if you need to. And I did. Important job, stuff. Man. Yeah, I'm very proud of myself.
Did you wash your hands?
I did wash my hands.
Oh, I didn't have time.
Well, you know, I want to get back on the air for you fine audience.
That's the mic, man.
I did wash my hands, but here is an admission I'll make. Luckily, this is an audio-only product because I have not showered today and I've been working hard. I might be a little stanky.
All right.
It's time for a happy hour, Dom. That's what it is.
Yeah.
They'll let you in the bar a little stanky, won't they? All the places you would go to.
All the best places, they always do. Bring your boots. Bring your money. Bring your cash.
A happier hour and a 5 o'clock debate. Should women be drafted? And your phone calls. 844-967-2789.